Okay. Any kitchen dwellers, come on in. The stuff you partake of over there is so temporary. Stuff in here is eternal, though. How about it? It's amazing. You can eat a big meal, and a couple hours later, you're hungry again. It's like, I'd like to thank our teachers. Thank you for your time and your effort on our behalf, spending time with the Lord and then sharing those thoughts with us. It was Fanny with the children, it was Dave with the youth, and Skylar with the adults. Thank you, each of you. A couple of announcements. Life groups will be meeting this week. Getting back on track there a little bit. We'll be no longer doing any live streaming. So if you know people that were occasionally doing that, we're not going to be doing that anymore unless there's another need like Kevin Eckert, where he was had his cancer treatments and couldn't make it. So only if we have that kind of a need again will we do that again. So that's just an informational note. I would like to thank Justin on behalf of the church for that, his effort in doing that, because that's a lot of work to do the live streaming, and he was very faithful for many Sundays, and I know Kevin really appreciated it, and so we do too. Thank you for that ministry. Being a new year, the elders will be contacting each of you individually or your families for a visit. We have visits and just check in with you, see how you're doing spiritually, ask you questions about your faith, ask you questions about the church, trying to pick your brains a little bit on what God might be having us do in the coming new year. We try to get these visits in the first portion of the year and not let it go on too long. So try to make accommodations for the elders if they when they contact you about coming for a visit. And it doesn't matter if we come to your home, you come to our home, but somehow we get together and connect. So that'll be happening again. You can also keep the elders in prayer because we have our elders meeting tomorrow night at my house. Appreciate any prayer for that. Just a reminder, this morning's offering will be going to Life Cycles. It's a Christian bicycle ministry, which I'm a part of, that I want you to prayerfully consider what the Lord might have you give for that. So that's this week's offering. Also, this week we'll be praying for Lampeter Church of the Brethren, which is my nephew Chris Shelley is now the senior pastor there. So it's a lot of responsibility. It's three young kids and a wife, and it's a lot for a young man. And so we'll be praying for that church. Some other things I have that we want to remember in our prayers. Will is going to be starting a new job tomorrow. So keep him in your prayers. And Brady's home, sick. His fever finally broke, but he's still at home this morning with Ashley, so that's why Ashley and Brady are not here. Are there any other prayer requests or praises you would like to bring at this time? Greta's home again this morning? Okay. Keep Greta in your prayers. Pray that God will touch her body physically. She's been, you know, of course, suffering from Lyme disease and related problems with that. So
we see. Prayer for Ralph. He had chronic bronchitis.
Let's come to the Father together. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can come to you and and talk with you, and you receive us as your children because of the blood of Jesus. Thank you that you desire to meet with us and be with us, talk with us. You tell us to come to you to pray. And so that's what we're doing. We thank you for your goodness to us, for your faithfulness this past year. And we know that you will be faithful in the coming year. We don't know what the new year holds in store, but we know that you hold it in your hands. We thank you for new beginnings, Father. We thank you for the love and the people in this congregation, for their heart for you. We pray this morning, particular for Will, his new job. We pray that that would go well, and you give him a peace about it all, and that it would be a blessing for him and for that company and for his family. We pray for Brady. We thank you that his fever has broken, and we pray that he'll be in complete and full health, that we'll be able to see him and Ashley again soon. We pray for Mike, and as he's been struggling with blood clots in his lung, we pray that they would dissolve and leave, and that you would manifest healing in his life, and that his knees would continue to heal and mend. We pray that for Judy, for her knee as well, Lord, that that knee would function properly after it's been replaced and could bend farther and give her less pain and just be able to function normally and properly. We pray, too, for Greta, for healing for her Lyme disease, Father. And we pray for Ralph, Lord, that his bronchitis, this chronic bronchitis, would leave him in the name of Jesus, and that healing would manifest in his life, too. We thank you for the ministry of Lampeter Church of the Brethren and for Chris Shelley, who's giving leadership there. We pray you'd give him wisdom, Lord. Protect him and his wife and family. Continue to use that church to bring you honor and glory there in the Lancaster area. We pray, too, for Nicole White Whitman and Kim Nielsen and Josh Marcroft, who all have a part in the leadership there at that place. Thank you, Father, for this opportunity to worship you and to meet with you. We pray that as we worship you through song, that you would come and fill this place with your presence, just like you did in that temple so many years ago with Solomon and the priests, as they ministered to you and they became as one, it says in your word, that your glory filled the temple with a cloud. Move in our midst this morning. Receive our worship. May it be honoring to you, bringing glory, Jesus. And we just thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
We're going to be singing and talking a minute about the Lord's Prayer. It's found in Matthew chapter 6. What more can be said about that? I'm not sure, but that prayer is about God's authority. It's about his glory and his power. It's about us being his children. It's not being a child, like arm's length type of being a child. It's being a child of God. And we're going to be singing about that all morning. So, Dad, if you want to read that.
Our Father in heaven, reveal who you are. Set the world right. Do what's best. As above, so below.
Keep us alive with 3 square meals. Keep us forgiven with you and forgiving others. Keep us safe from ourselves and the devil. You're in charge. You can do anything you want. You're ablaze in beauty. Yes, yes, yes.
God, we desire to be your children. I know as children we can get off center, off course, but we just want to be your children this morning because you're a good father. And we just recognize you have the authority in our lives and in this world and in our community. We want to see your glory. We desire it, Lord. We praise your name.
Proclaim the mercy of your name. see the cloud. I step in. I want to see your glory like Moses did. Flashes of light, rolls of thunder. I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid. Show me your glory. Show me your glory. Show me your glory. Show me your glory. I'm all by your beauty, lost in your eyes. Presence.
you surround me with a song of deliverance from my enemies, till all my fears are gone. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God.
Gives with the sea so I could walk.
Peace and joy to know that we are children of you, God. We were lost, Lord, but we were found. You brought us into your love, Lord. Lord, we thank you for your promises. We thank you for your love that envelops us each and every day. For you, Lord, are our end, our God, our one and only, our King of Kings, and our peace. Thank you for being there always, for through the thick and the thin, through the joys, the praises, and the sorrows. We know, Lord, that you are there every second of every day. Amen.